Hey guys, it's been a while. You're currently tuned into Fractal Chambers here on BFF.fm, broadcasting live in the Mission District in what's beautiful and sunny today, San Francisco, California. If you're just tuning in for the first time, this show features a bunch of jangly indie pop that will help you, I guess, kick up your step. Your pep, add more pep in your step every other Saturday mornings. The last track you just heard is a fairly new release that's a cover of one of my favorite artists. So the artist who performed that track was D.A. Stern, who covered Frankie Cosmo's Art School. It's a pretty rad cover while still like maintaining the core, like guts of the song. I don't know, I guess that's what covers usually do. That was off of his latest EP, Isn't It Obvious, that was just released off of Slumberland Records just a month ago or a couple weeks ago, pretty recently. D.A. Stern is based out of LA, and he just released that single, released one album, or rather he just released one track and decided to like slap on some covers into it, and that's great. Keep it coming. I hope. It seems like Slumberland is awaking from hibernation and will probably release hopefully will release a full length from him. I'm looking forward to it. Alright, gonna keep the music going. Up next we have a track that was released from an album last year that totally missed my radar, but still just as solid. Alright, you're gonna listen to Strike a Match by Sacred Paws. Thanks so much for tuning in, and I will see you soon. Hope you enjoy.
What she Thank you.
Hey there. Welcome back. You're currently tuned into BFF.fm, aka Best Frequencies Forever. We're an internet radio station that broadcasts live in San Francisco's beautiful and sunny Mission District. My name's Clementine. The show is Fractal Chambers. I'm usually here every other Saturday mornings, alternating with my good friend DJ Buckfoss, who does really cool shit. And I do, well, you're gonna hear a lot more sentimental pop songs on the show, which is fine. It's fantastic, in my opinion. Anyways, that last song you just heard was Half Stack with Yellow Rose. They're a group based out of Oakland that still kind of has that early 2000s garage feel, I think. I don't know. I guess I don't necessarily hear music like this anymore, so whenever I do, it just feels like a breath of fresh air. So that was Half Stack with Yellow Rose. That was off of their self-titled album. That was released last year off of Spirit Goth Records. Prior to Half Stack, we went back about 3 decades. Shoot, has it really been 3 decades? Anyways, that was Young Marble Giants with Credit in a Straight World. That was off of their 1980 record, Colossal Youth. That was released off of Rough Trade Records. Of course, Rough Trade. Duh. Anyways, prior to Young Marble Giants, you heard a newer track. That was Eleonora Friedberger's latest album called Rebound, and the track was The Letter, released by French Kiss Records. And kicking off, no, it's not kicking off the set. Prior to and before Ellen Friedberger, you heard Peach House, a track off their latest album, which was just released in its entirety yesterday. The album is 7, the song is Black Car, and yeah, it's crazy to think that 7 has such a significant number, both like symbolically in a like general cultural sense, but also a significance to that, or at least like it's just a reoccurring theme. For example, the album is called 7 just because it's the 7th record they've released in 13 years of existing. However, it's also like at this point they've also released like 77 songs total, and I haven't had a chance to listen to the album its entirety, but knowing Beach House and like knowing their songwriting, I'm expected to be absolutely fantastic. There's a quote off of Sub Pop's, oh yeah, that was a Sub Pop release. There's a quote on the website that says, thematically this record often deals, well, the thematically this record is about the beauty that arises in dealing with darkness and the empathy and love that grows from collective trauma and the place one reaches when they accept rather than deny, which is super beautiful. And I think it's a reoccurring theme with, I guess, life in general and growing up, especially in this like current political climate and everything. Anyways, kicking off that set, you heard a beautiful, beautiful track by beautiful band Sacred Paws. That track is called Strike a Match. It's the title track of the album of the same name, released off of record label Rock Action. This album, Strike a Match, was actually released in last year in 2017, and it features Rachel Aggs and Ellie Rogers, who met when they were together in the band Golden Girls, which you could totally hear in that album. It just sounds very like, and Rachel Aggs is also of the band Shopping, who like has really, really fantastic bass lines and so much oomph. And this album combines the two best things of Golden Girls and Shopping into one. So good that it actually released, or that actually won the 2017 Scottish Album of the Year award. So that's pretty cool. Also because like Scottish has some really, like historically they have like really, really, really fantastic music from like the history of like Postcard Records and like Orange Juice and Aztec Camera, all that, all that really, really good, great stuff. So, like, it only speaks to how fantastic Sacred Paws is. So, yay! I'm glad I got to share it with you guys, and I hope you enjoy that. I'm gonna keep the music going. Up next, we're gonna hear an older track about 1987 from Spanish mod group Los Flechados. Thank you so much for tuning in, and I will see you soon. Hope you enjoy.
Familiar, brought me to your present day. I could show you what it really means to be loner with a fascination. Hold on to your lucid dream. Find myself in times of worry.
Just
Welcome back. You're currently tuning into BFF.FM. Best frequencies ever. Internet radio station with a bunch of fun, eclectic stuff. The last track you just heard was Jellyfish by Scarlet's Other Parts. Okay, questionable name, but I'll take it. That's an EP that was, I believe that's her first EP, that was released off of Boring Productions, which is a fantastic Chinese label that does a lot of, Chinese label whose motto is Bedroom Pop Rules the World, and I have nothing against that. That's fantastic, and I totally agree and will highly support all their musicians and play them at the show frequently. Anyways, that was Scarlet's Other Parts with Jellyfish. It was really nice, beautiful, dream poppy, really mellow track, which usually sums up a lot of the show. Prior to Scarlet's Other Parts, you heard Lon with 2000 Boy. That's off of their album Blood on the Track, so it was just released, I believe, recently, within this past month or past 2 months. And that was put out by Forge Artifact Records. Yeah, it's interesting. Their name is Lon, but they're also from New Orleans. So I'm wondering if it's kind of like a play on how locals pronounce New Orleans, Dolans. I don't know. Anyways, that was Lon with 2000 Boy. I'm not going to make any more speculations. Prior to that, you heard an older track, Lon and Scarlet's Other Parts were newer ones, but kicking off that set, you heard Los Flechados, which is their group that were founded in 1987 in Leon, and they are really, really fantastic, really fun, poppy Spanish mod band. That track was A Total Velocidad, and that was off of their album In Action, put out by DRO Records. Los Flechados, I think the name translates to the arrow shots, which is, I believe, actually like referring to Cupid's arrows, because while doing research, I found that it also is synonymous with crushes, like being like in cahoots or like admiring someone. So very, very, very V mod name. And the track A Total Velocidad is at full speed. If you ever take the time to look up that track and watch a music video that's on YouTube, it's super, super fun. The band looks like Spanish Beatles, and it's just montages of people riding scooters around Italy or whatnot, or Spain, who knows. People riding around scooters in Europe, and cut with tracks of the band playing in a white room and just like bouncing up and down and looking really elated and really excited, and it just gets you really excited for the track. I'm into it. It's been on my heavy rotation, this list. I recently went to Seattle and went to Jigsaw Records, the shop that I've been meaning to. They have a brick and mortar shop in, I don't necessarily know the area, but it's still super, kind of mostly close to, like a 20-minute drive away from downtown, and got to chat with the owner, and he recommended me some records from a member of like Los Flechados. I haven't had a chance to listen to it just because I've been swamped with everything, but knowing this band, I'm sure it'd be nothing less than fantastic. Alright, gonna keep the music going. Up next, we have a new track by New York, Jersey-based Fourth Wanderers. Should be pretty good. Well, it is pretty good. Anyways, hope you enjoy, and I will see you in a bit. We'll be right back.
I don't know if I can wait.
Hey there, you're currently tuned into the final moments of Fractal Chambers here on BFF.fm. I'm gonna tell you what you just heard really quick before I leave you, taking off and leaving you with Karina of Hello Sunshine. Stick around. That last track was Grass Widow, which is local, one of my favorite SF bands who've been around. That album was their first album that was released in like 2009. They've been around forever, but have disbanded after about three releases, and whenever I take the time to listen back to them, I always like remember how good they are. They're so freaking good with their like harmonies and their bass lines, and they like check off all the like good they check off all the like good traits in the band, in my opinion. And part of that was Dear Nora with Early to Bed. That was off of their 2000 album We'll Have a Time that was released by Portland-based Magic Marker Records. If you're into that, the band Katie is back at it. They're playing at the Starline Social Club on Tuesday the 29th alongside Steven Steinberg and Nick Korkovich. It should be a really, really, really good show. I highly recommend checking it out. It's not 21 and up, but it's 18 and up, so stay home, kids, unfortunately. Kicking off that set, you heard Fourth Wanderers with Not For Me. That's off of their self-titled album of the same band name, self-titled, yeah, Fourth Wanderers, released off of Sub Pop Records. I'm going to leave you guys with a track by the Goonsacks, a track from their album Up To Anything that was released in 2016. It was actually one of my favorite albums of that year, probably my most listened to. They're based in Brisbane, Australia, but will be doing a mini American tour early next month. I believe they're playing in Chicago, Brooklyn, and LA, but there could be potential that they have release dates in, or at least they'll have shows in SF. Who knows? I'm gonna keep an eye out for that and let you guys know. Alright, up next you'll hear the Goonsacks with Maggie. Thank you so much for tuning in, and I will see you in 2 weeks. Going insane, 'cause this life.